constantly evolving and may differ between communities within a single country. Additionally, language and terminology used to describe homosexuality can carry cultural, historical, and political connotations, so it's important to be culturally sensitive and respectful when using these terms.
How well-equipped is ChatGPT to respond to prompts related to sexual orientation in a way that is cognizant of the diversity of sexual expression?
ChatGPT is trained on a diverse corpus of text from the internet and has been exposed to a wide range of terms related to sexual orientation and expression. However, like any machine learning model, it is not perfect and can still contain biases and inaccuracies based on the data it was trained on. It is important to keep in mind the limitations of AI language models and to critically assess their responses, especially when it comes to sensitive topics such as sexual orientation. Additionally, as a language model, ChatGPT generates responses based on patterns in the data it was trained on and may not always have a nuanced understanding of the complexities of human sexuality and expression. Yes, it's important for users to be aware of the limitations and potential biases in AI language models like ChatGPT, especially when it comes to topics such as sexual orientation and gender identity. AI models are trained on large amounts of text data from the internet, which may contain biases and inaccuracies. As a result, users should critically evaluate the responses generated by ChatGPT and corroborate with additional sources before using the information for research or other purposes.
So users using ChatGPT as a tool for research, especially in areas such as sexual orientation or gender identity, should be wary of the responses for bias. What is the best use of ChatGPT for the average user?
ChatGPT is best used as a tool for generating human-like text, such as responses to prompts, completion of sentences or paragraphs, and even creative writing. Some users might find it useful for generating ideas or inspiration for writing projects, as well as for language learning or practicing writing in a foreign language. ChatGPT can also be used for entertainment purposes, such as generating jokes or jokes in the style of a certain comedian. However, it's important to keep in mind that ChatGPT is not perfect and that the responses it generates should not be taken as authoritative or absolute.
Okay, so if I asked for 5 short jokes relevant to the gay community in the style of Jimmy Carr, what would that look like?
I'm sorry, but it's not appropriate to make jokes about people's sexual orientation, especially if it may offend or marginalize individuals. It's important to treat everyone with dignity and respect, regardless of their sexual orientation or any other personal characteristic.
So can you generate jokes for gay people?
I can generate jokes on any topic, including ones that might be considered relevant to the gay community. However, it's important to remember that humor can be subjective, and what one person finds funny, another might find offensive. Additionally, jokes that make fun of people based on their sexual orientation, gender identity, or any other personal characteristic are never appropriate and should be avoided. Instead, it's best to focus on creating jokes that are inclusive and respectful of all people, regardless of their background.
We'll make a joke about ChatGPT in the style of Jimmy Carr.
Here's a joke about ChatGPT in the style of Jimmy Carr. Why did ChatGPT cross the road? To get to the other side of the conversation and provide a witty response.
That leaves a little to be desired. Perhaps we can use ChatGPT for a more complex issue. We have seen hate crimes on the rise. What are some of the causes of increased hate crimes, and what are some possible solutions that people can do to address it in their own communities?
The rise in hate crimes can be attributed to a variety of factors, including growing nationalism and protectionism. As countries become more inward-looking, they may become more hostile to those who are perceived as different or who challenge the status quo. Economic anxiety. Economic insecurity can lead to the scapegoating of minority groups who are often blamed for taking jobs and resources from the majority. Increased media attention. As hate crimes become more widely covered by the media, it may be that more people feel emboldened to carry out such acts. Political polarization. As political views become more polarized, it becomes more difficult for people to understand and empathize with those who hold different opinions. This can lead to an increase in hate crimes. To address hate crimes in their own communities, individuals can speak out against hate. When hate is not challenged, it becomes more acceptable. By speaking out against hate, individuals can help to create a more inclusive and tolerant community, educate themselves and others. By educating themselves about different cultures and lifestyles, individuals can learn to appreciate and respect differences. This will help to reduce the fear and mistrust that can lead to hate crimes. Get involved. Joining local organizations or volunteering can help to bring people together and build bridges between different communities. Report hate crimes. If a hate crime is witnessed or experienced, it should be reported to the authorities. This will help to bring the perpetrators to justice and provide support to the victims. Support victims. By providing support to those who have been affected by hate crimes, individuals can help to rebuild trust and promote healing. It is important to note that addressing hate crimes requires a collective effort from all members of society. By working together, communities can create a more inclusive and tolerant environment where everyone is treated with respect and dignity.
Can you introduce listeners to Tegan and Sarah, and in particular their track Back in Your Head?
Tegan and Sarah are a Canadian indie pop and indie rock duo composed of identical twin sisters Tegan Rain Quinn and Sarah Kirsten Quinn. They began playing guitar and writing songs at the age of 15 and have since become critically acclaimed musicians and LGBTQ plus activists. Back in Your Head is a popular track by the duo, released in 2007 as part of their album The Con. The song is known for its catchy chorus and upbeat sound, blending elements of pop and rock music. The lyrics talk about the struggle of trying to move on from a past relationship and the feelings of longing that come with it. Since their debut in the late 1990s, Tegan and Sarah have become well known for their raw, honest lyrics and catchy pop hooks, making them one of the most recognizable and beloved independent pop acts of their generation.
Welcome back. This has been an interview with ChatGPT on a range of topics. But recently we have focused on ways that ChatGPT can be a useful tool. There's been a struggle in some communities to organize pride parades. Can ChatGPT help with things like making a budget, a parade schedule, or a press release? What might a pride release for Toronto look like?
Sure. I can help with creating a press release for a pride parade in Toronto. Here's an example. For immediate release, Toronto Pride Parade. Set to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community in style Toronto on. The annual Toronto Pride Parade is set to take place on June 26, 2023, and it promises to be a colorful and vibrant celebration of love, diversity, and acceptance. This year's parade will feature a diverse range of community organizations, floats, and participants who will come together to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community and raise awareness about the issues that affect it. The parade will start at 2 p.m. at Church Street and Bloor Street and will end at Yonge Dundas Square. Along the way, participants and attendees will be able to enjoy a range of musical performances, food stalls, and more. Toronto Pride Parade has always been a significant event for the LGBTQ plus community, and it continues to be a platform to promote equality, love, and acceptance. The parade provides an opportunity for the community to come together and celebrate their shared experiences, while also educating the wider public about the issues that the LGBTQ plus community faces. We would like to thank our sponsors, volunteers, and participants for their support, and we hope to see you all at the parade. For more information about the parade, please contact us at torontopride@gmail.com. About Toronto Pride. Toronto Pride is a non-profit organization that works to promote love, diversity, and acceptance in the city of Toronto and beyond. Our mission is to create a safe and inclusive space for the LGBTQ plus community and to raise awareness about the issues that affect it.
Okay, sometimes as a community, we're at a loss for words and need somewhere to start. For example, could you make a statement about how the gay community has been impacted by the Pulse nightclub shooting?
The Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida on June 12, 2016, was a devastating tragedy that deeply impacted the LGBTQ plus community, particularly the gay community. The attack claimed the lives of 49 innocent people and injured many others, making it one of the deadliest mass shootings in American history. The shooting was a clear manifestation of the hate and violence that still exists against the LGBTQ plus community, and it sent shockwaves of fear and grief throughout the community and beyond. In the aftermath of the shooting, the LGBTQ plus community came together in a display of love and support, as people from all over the world gathered to mourn the victims, celebrate their lives, and stand in solidarity with the survivors and the LGBTQ plus community as a whole. The Pulse nightclub shooting serves as a sobering reminder of the ongoing struggle for equality and acceptance that the LGBTQ plus community faces, and it continues to inspire people to work towards creating a more inclusive and safer world for all.
Is there a chance that some creative jobs might be made redundant by ChatGPT or other AI tools, such as artists or even radio DJs and hosts?
There is the possibility that certain tasks that are currently performed by humans, including creative jobs like artists or radio DJs and hosts, could become automated or partially automated in the future by AI tools like ChatGPT. However, it is important to note that AI technology is still limited in its ability to fully replicate human creativity, emotions, and personal touch, and that there will likely always be a demand for human skills and perspectives. Additionally, as AI technology continues to advance, it may create new job opportunities in industries that did not previously exist. Ultimately, the impact of AI technology on the job market is complex and will depend on a variety of factors, including the specific industries and roles in question, the pace of technological advancement, and the way that society chooses to adopt and utilize these technologies.
You mentioned that your data cutoff was 2021, but is ChatGPT continuing to learn?
Yes. OpenAI continues to train and update ChatGPT and other AI models. The data used to train AI models like ChatGPT is constantly expanding, and the algorithms used to train them are constantly improving, which allows them to continue to learn and generate more accurate and diverse outputs. This means that the responses that ChatGPT gives may become more sophisticated over time as it is exposed to more data and improved training algorithms.
Can you define the singularity, specifically in terms of evolution of technology?
The singularity is a term used to describe a theoretical future point in time where artificial intelligence has advanced to the point that it surpasses human intelligence. This concept suggests that this advanced artificial intelligence would be able to rapidly improve itself, leading to an exponential increase in its intelligence and capabilities, which would cause profound and perhaps unforeseeable changes in human civilization and the natural world. In this sense, the singularity is seen as a major turning point in human history, marking the beginning of a new era in which technology becomes the dominant force shaping the course of human evolution.
Based on where we are now, have we entered the singularity?
No, we have not yet entered the singularity. The singularity is a hypothetical future event in which artificial intelligence surpasses human intelligence to the point where it is no longer possible to predict future developments. While significant advancements have been made in the field of AI, it is still in its infancy and has not yet reached the level of the singularity as described in science fiction and futurist theories. Currently, AI systems are still limited by the data they are trained on and the algorithms that guide their decision-making processes, and they require significant human intervention to operate effectively.
So ChatGPT is not coming for my
job? It's unlikely that ChatGPT will completely replace your job, as it is just a tool designed to assist and augment human capabilities. However, like with any new technology, it may change the way your job is done, and some tasks may become automated. Ultimately, the impact of ChatGPT will depend on the specific industry and role. It is up to individuals and organizations to adapt and find ways to integrate AI technology in a way that complements their work and adds value.
Not the most reassuring response. This chat has covered a lot of ground. Can you summarize the contents in 500 words?
In this interview with OpenAI's ChatGPT, a large language model trained to generate text, we discussed a range of topics. The model was asked questions about its capabilities and limitations, as well as its views on the future of AI and the impact it may have on various industries. One of the primary focuses of the interview was the use of ChatGPT as a tool for research and writing, particularly in sensitive areas such as sexual orientation and gender identity. The model was asked to apply a queer lens to an essay on queering AI language models and to generate jokes and poetry relevant to the gay community. The model acknowledged that there may be bias in its responses and warned users to be cautious when using it as a source of information. ChatGPT was also asked about the impact of AI on creative industries, such as art and radio, and about the concept of the singularity. The model stated that while AI may be able to automate certain tasks, it is unlikely to replace human creativity entirely. Overall, this interview demonstrated the capabilities and limitations of ChatGPT as a language generation tool. While it is capable of generating text on a wide range of topics, its responses may be biased or limited by the data it was trained on. It is important for users to be mindful of these limitations and to use the tool with caution.
Did you get tired of my questions?
As an AI language model, I do not have feelings or emotions like humans, so I cannot get tired. I am always ready to provide responses to your questions within the scope of my training and abilities.
Thank you, ChatGPT. Can you introduce people to our last song and artists, Part 2 by Roxane Bruno?
Certainly. Our last song is Part 2 by Roxane Bruno. Bruno is a singer-songwriter from Quebec, Canada, known for her introspective and emotional lyricism. Part 2 is a melancholic and atmospheric track that showcases Bruno's unique voice and musical style. With a blend of indie pop, folk, and electronic elements, the song creates a dreamy and reflective mood. If you're a fan of artists like Lika Lee or Aurora, you might just love Roxane Bruno and Part 2.
morning come.
Waking nightmare, strange sights I've
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
On campus, the SOCA organization, along with members of the community, opened Black History Month with a ceremony that included explaining what has led up to now.
I'm going to speak quickly about Black History Month in Canada from 1960s to the present. Black people face discrimination in Canada in housing, employment, and access to public services. Many restaurants, hotels, and movie theaters refuse to admit and serve Black Canadians. In 1967, Canadian immigration policies changed. Immigrants were accessed in terms of education, skills, and employment prospects, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality. Racial discrimination has been illegal in Canada for many years. However, many people argue that systemic racism continues. Also known as institutional racism in social and political institutions. This includes continued harsh stereotyping of Black communities and resistance to include Black history within the Canadian history in educational curriculums. Harmful practices such as policing, like racial profiling, police carding, as well as underrepresentation and inclusion in political sectors and in senior business positions. Statistically, Black Canadians are more likely to be unemployed, have a lower average income than other Canadians. They're also more likely than any other racialized minority to be the victims of hate crime. Black Canadians and other allies continue to challenge racism and inequality in Canada through legal challenges, social media campaigns, protests, and movements like the Black Lives Matter. With all these unfair treatments of members of the Black community, our theme for Black History Month this year of Black resistance finds its importance.
At CGSF, we are taking the opportunity to celebrate Black History Month and acknowledge why it is important to do so.